Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
Once again on this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going on a trip, this time to North Africa, land of the pharaohs, the Sahara, the Barbary Coast, and all that. A kasbah is the fortified ancient center of a North African city. Drummers Buddy Rich and Max Roach teamed up in 1957 and recorded the kasbah with a large all-star combo. Bassist Kyle Eastwood recorded Marrakesh, a city in Morocco, in 2005. And yes, Kyle is the son of actor Clint Eastwood. An early clarinetist, singer, and entertainer in jazz was Ted Lewis. In 1931, Lewis sang Egyptian Ella.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ella was a dancing girl who started getting fat. And every day brought 2 more pounds to Ella. Look out. Till one day she found she lost her job because of that. Then to make it worse, poor Ella lost a fella. Oh, say. So she sailed to Egypt to forget. Yes, sir. But she made a hit. She's there yet. Oh, boy, if you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, they're speaking of nobody but Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like him a plenty way out there. And she's got the love of every fella. Yes, sir. She does the dance, and when she starts by that River Nile, the boys all take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles. And every sheik in the audience jumps up and yells that she's immense. How they love, they love Egyptian Ella. Wow. Right in, ladies and gentlemen, see Egyptian Ella. Egyptian Ella, why she even, yes sir, just like jelly on a plate.
We are caravanning across North Africa on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Guitarist Al Di Meola recorded Morocco on his Kiss My Axe, that's AXE, album of 1991. Then we're off to ancient Egypt with pianist Horace Parlin, who in 1961 played Pyramid from the Spur of the Moment. Stanley Turrentine on tenor, his brother Tommy on trumpet, George Tucker bass, and Al Harewood on drums. Thank you. Jazz about North Africa is the focus of today's Dr. Jazz Hour. June Christie sang a vocalese on the Dizzy Gillespie classic, A Night in Tunisia, on her Big Band Specials album of 1962. Hiroshima recorded Time on the Nile on their 1992 Providence release. Teddy Powell and his swing band in 1940 played The Sphinx. And clarinet man Buddy DeFranco and quintet did Cairo in 1952, Kenny Drew on piano, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Teddy Kotick bass, and Art Taylor on drums.
The moon is the same moon above you, aglow with its cool evening light. Shining at night in Tunisia, never does it shine so bright. The stars are aglow in the heavens, but only the wise understand that shining at night in Tunisia, they guide you through the desert sand. Words fail to tell a tale too exotic to be told. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. The cares of the day seem to vanish. The ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace. With its cool evening light, but shining at night in Tunisia, never does it shine so bright. The stars are aglow in the heavens, but only the wise understand that shining at night in Tunisia, they guide you through the desert sand. Words fail to tell a tale too exotic to be told. Each night's a deeper night in a world ages old. The cares of the day seem to vanish. The ending of day brings release. Each wonderful night in Tunisia, where the nights are filled with peace.
Thank you.
This last set of North Africa jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with vibraphonist Cal Chater and percussionist Mongo Santamaria, who in 1962 recorded a live version of A Night in Tunisia with a quintet. And the Rippingtons did Sahara on their 1994 release of the same name. Thank you. join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.